For the past 2 years, a group focused on improving the lives of children and working families in West Virginia has been taking the State House by storm. Making so much noise this spring, the Our Children, Our Future campaign is largely responsible for getting the legislature to vote almost unanimously to restore funding cuts the governor made to Child and Family Services. This week, the group gathered in Charleston to begin work on their 2015 lobbying issues, and they spent Wednesday morning meeting with lawmakers and conducting a pseudo-legislative session of their own.
I would like to call this 2015 session of the Our Children, Our Future to order.
And, Lita Shepherd served as speaker and gaveled in the mock session, asking members to speak on behalf of the issues they want lawmakers to act on in 2015.
Madam Speaker, I rise to present the issue of funding for substance abuse programs.
Chase Broyles is a participant in the Mercer County Teen Court Program and says he sees teens struggling with substance abuse every day, whether it's their own addiction or that of a loved one. That's why he wants to see the legislature commit more money to substance abuse treatment programs. Gary McDaniel, a social worker with Morgan County Schools, says his priority doesn't even need legislation. Instead, he's looking for a bureaucratic change that would allow West Virginia children covered by Medicaid to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist more quickly.
I work in a K-12 school system, and if I have a child come to me who has private medical insurance, who is thinking about harming themselves or someone else, I can get that child with private health insurance in to see a therapist or a psychiatrist within the same day. If a child comes to me who has Medicaid and is thinking of harming themselves, that same child with Medicaid, I can get in to see a provider within 3 to 4 months. As we move more kids from the CHIPS rolls to the Medicaid rolls, that wait is going to become even longer. I believe a two-tiered system of mental health care is unjust and unconscionable.
These are just two examples of the list of 22 issues the Our Children, Our Future campaign held forums about over the past 2 days. During those forums, advocates presented their ideas for legislation and tried to gain support from their fellow campaign members. Since the organization was formed 2 years ago, they have advocated for and seen 14 bills they backed pass the legislature. Things like an increase in the minimum wage and funding cuts to the Head Start preschool program restored. House Speaker Tim Miley, who opened the group's floor session Wednesday, says they have seen success and made a difference, not because they are an organization with dollars to spend, but because they show up in person in large numbers to tell their senators and delegates what matters to them.
And we need to continue to change the mindset of folks down here in Charleston to invest on the front end of things so that you can save so much more on the back end. And that's a change in mindset that is hard because of the instant gratification society we live in, and it's the same way in politics. We all want to see immediate changes based upon the legislation we passed.
Stephen Smith is the executive director of the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition and is one of the founders of the Our Children, Our Future campaign. He says he believes they can continue to be successful in the State House because of what and who they stand for.
The one thing that separates us from other movements and other campaigns and organizations is that we do not speak on behalf of anybody. We would not have had a civil rights movement in this country that succeeded without the leadership of African Americans. We would not have a women's movement in this country that did not have leadership among women. And we will not win in our fight against child poverty without the leadership of parents, and especially young people.
And Smith says it's the young people, the more than 30 youth that participated in the two-day event, that will keep the movement going forward. In the fall, members of the Our Children, Our Future campaign will vote on the top 10 issues from that list of 22 presented at the symposium. The top 10 will then be presented to the legislature as the campaign's priorities, the issues they want lawmakers to move forward on during the 2015 session. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.